I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. This week we thought we'd talk about merchandise, which is a nice avenue for people who have like a comic book and you want to sell comic books, but you want to have other things that people can buy that relate to it.
Yeah.
And we're not actually that into it. We don't have like a ton of merchandise yet.
Right.
But we do have some. And it sort of started with T-shirts. And the first T-shirt we ever did was a design, was taking, again, it's found art with us. We don't, you know, we're not the artistic creators. And so if it's something we own, then we can use it.
Yeah.
And the first T-shirt we did was the logo of Power Squared.
Yeah.
On the, like, you know, above the chest, like, you know, where you put your hand when you're doing this, doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And that was really for us internally for the most part.
Yeah.
We did give one to the guy that actually did the design the logo, Jack Seiler. We gave him one because it kind of felt like we owed it to him.
Of course.
And he actually wore it in his Christmas photo, which I thought was nice that year. So basically it was for kind of for internal use. And we realized that we designed something that we could wear to like Comic-Con in case somebody might go, hey, what's that?
Right.
Which nobody did.
Of course.
We also realized because it was over the chest and we were wearing jackets a lot of the time, nobody would see it anyway.
Yeah.
So for the next time we went, we decided to do something a little different. And we used what had been the old banner image, which is Marty and Eli looking through the bushes.
Yeah.
And which was sort of the moment when they meet the Kitsune Mocha, right?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of it's sort of an important moment in the comic book. But again, and I think on the back it says Power Squared. I actually have all the T-shirts sitting here. I think on the back it says Power Squared. Again, that was for internal use. I think we gave one to Jack as well.
Yeah.
Again, using his logo. That was sort of, it was kind of, we're having to, you know, buy all these up front and the idea, the mechanism wasn't there to sell them, really.
No.
And when we started doing business with Artith Merrick, one of the, you know, they do, you know, print on demand comic books and T-shirts. And so that was another mechanism for us to actually have a little shop.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing we did was logo shirts, again, black, you know, black on white, white on black. The choices you have for T-shirts, at least right now, is either it's a white T-shirt or a black T-shirt. So everything has to, you know, like you could theoretically do white on white. Nobody could see it. You could choose that on their website. We have done some additional shirts on their website. Including one that is the banner for the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Which Rachel designed for us because we were trying to find something we could put up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so we used that banner to make a T-shirt. And I think I worked at Comic-Con last year. And then we did a T-shirt of the new banner that we came up with. Which is from one of the issues. Of the boys looking a little more stylized.
Yeah.
Again, that was Rachel's artwork that we used. And that's on, you could get that on black or white on Artith Merrick. And then I made a T-shirt, which is the same old banner. And then below it, it says Power Squared. It's also on Artith Merrick. And then we did a poster there as well. They actually do fine art and posters. And so we did a poster, which I don't think is sold necessarily.
I don't think so.
I think I have the only copy. And one of the nice things is I always want to have a copy of whatever it is that we're selling.
Yeah.
So, you know, have the merch. So we have the poster that I think is sold. And then I think we're trying to find another avenue we could use, and stickers and magnets sort of came up. And I think I'd asked Nina, because she was doing her own little buttons and stickers and things.
Right.
I asked her who she used, and she mentioned Sticker Mule. And so they were having this introductory deal, and so it was pretty cheap to get like 10 to see what they looked like. And so we got 10 stickers and 10 magnets, and then those actually look pretty good. And actually, the magnets work. We have up in our house,
yeah,
in the refrigerator. And I gave out to some people that had been sort of supportive, and we sent one to Sue because she had been, you know, really supportive of us.
Yeah.
We sent her a sticker and a magnet, and then we decided to use that as part of the Kickstarter. So people that bought the completest printed version were also given stickers and magnets.
Yeah.
That was thrown in. So a special gift.
Just a little added bonus.
Yeah, we thought it would be kind of something different to give. And so I like the idea of us having those. As you're aware, since you're listening, that we have a newsletter called The Hound Dogs Howl.
Yes.
And we're trying to get a little more collegiate, you know, give a sort of a different flavor to the comic book merchandise, not just being the comic book, but maybe relating to the school a little bit.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to have a mascot, and also then we decided to call the fans the Hound Dogs.
Yeah.
Which fit in, because that was the mascot for the school. And then the newspaper was called the Hound Dogs Howl. So we decided to use that for our newsletter. And so we needed a sort of an image of a hound dog. And Rachel designed a full-figured mascot.
Yes.
For us, which is also on a t-shirt. His Elvis the Howler. I think we decided to, because of Hound Dog is because of the song,
yeah,
Elvis Presley song, we decided to name the mascot Elvis, and then this guy at the gym thought, you know, the Howler was going to be his choice, so Elvis the Howler kind of is what we...
Yeah, we kind of determined the name through vote.
Yeah, and yes, we did. We had a poll question up on the website and asked people, and we got, like, I guess a couple of good... But I thought the Howler was good.
Yeah.
So it was Elvis the Howler. And that became a t-shirt that you could buy. So it's a full figure. Then we also, made those available through the Kickstarter. So if you could buy those t-shirts, and I think we sold a few t-shirts through the Kickstarter of, the San Ramiro College and, Elvis the Howler.
Yeah.
Not tons and tons, but we did sell a few. And I think the idea now is that once the Kickstarter and everything has been delivered now, we're going to make those available pretty soon up on our Tith Merrick's website.
Yeah. So then other people can get them if they want.
Yes. And we'll, of course, encourage people to go right out and do that.
Yes.
And so then it's sort of like, okay, we can keep doing t-shirts. I mean, I thought about we could do t-shirts of the covers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, or we could do... you know, more logo kind of stuff. But we probably want to think of other kinds of merchandise that we can have.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was thinking of was maybe like trading cards.
Right.
I know you guys play a lot of card games or play a card game.
Yeah.
And I know you like when you get, I know you order some video games and they come with cards.
Yeah. So, limited run.
Right. And I thought that might be kind of a fun thing to have available if we do a signing. You know, here's, you know, have cards. They could maybe be purchased or they could be given away depending on how we want to do it.
Right.
So just another avenue of something that's kind of... The idea is you want to have something that relates to your comic book, but that's kind of unique.
Yeah.
It, you know, and right now we can, you know, we control the merchandise ourselves. So, you know, so is there anything you think would be kind of a fun thing to do?
Well, I hadn't really given it much thought, but if we got to a point where this would be feasible, then theoretically, I don't know, a plush of Mocha as a Kitsune.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good Kickstarter thing to do. Yeah, that'd be kind of... I mean, and there's not a lot of plushes for Kitsunes out there, is there? There probably are some, but she'd be unique, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's this Kitsune.
Right. Yeah, that'd be good. I was thinking, too, about, like, you know, it'd be cool to get into, like, you know, like a hoodie or something.
Yeah.
But, again, we have to find somebody to... You know, right now, Artith Merrick makes t-shirts and posters and... comic books and graphic novels. They don't do everything. And the one of the things that I know when we were talking about the collegiate t-shirt for the Kickstarter, we looked at like how much would it cost to have Custom Ink do it.
Yeah.
and it would be like, it was like $40 a shirt or something.
Yeah.
And Artith Merrick could do it for a reasonable price. We could sell it for like under $20.
Yeah.
So, you have to kind of look at, you don't want to over, you know, we're not going to be like, you know, Air Jordans that cost $10,000, you know.
Or a dirty sock that costs like.
or a rapper's t-shirt. That's my favorite. $100 for a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
We're not expecting people to have that kind of money, but it would be nice to just have things that people are interested in.
Because if we really wanted to go all in on the school thing, we could sell stuff that schools normally sell, but we don't have to go all in on that immediately.
Yeah, I always thought the kind of the cool thing about having a t-shirt for a school is that you could take out the mascot's heads in the middle.
Yeah.
And theoretically, you could put a football there or a basketball. Because I looked at, when we were coming up with that shirt, I went to a school, like junior college is the one I went to and the one you went to, and or community colleges.
Yeah.
And all they basically had the same types of everything. It was like one company basically runs all the websites, it looked like, to me at least.
That's probably likely.
And so you could get the college logo, or you could have it with a football in the middle, or a basketball in the middle, or a hockey stick in the middle, whatever your sport you were into. You could have that be part of the logo. So, I mean, theoretically, we could branch out and do a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And the nice thing I like about working with Artith Merrick is we don't have to buy 100 of them and have them in our closet waiting for someone to buy them.
Yeah.
You can just go there and buy them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, I like the idea that we don't have to, again, have a warehouse full, you know. And so I think as long as we could find a way of doing it. And that was the other problem with using custom ink is it's not print on demand as much. I mean, you'd have to order it and then ship it to those people. I didn't see a mechanism for us to have people go and order it on their website.
Yeah.
It would be us ordering it. And that kind of, then that gets into a lot of shipping and handling and, you know, just drives the price up.
Yeah, so it's good that we have Artith Merrick as an outlet for this.
Right. And so if we can get them to branch out and do other things, maybe we could use that. I mean, do other, you know, types of shirts. It'd be nice if they had other colors or something like that. I'm not telling them how to run their business, but I'm just saying, you know, we could, I guess right now I'm thinking, you know, in the foreseeable future, it'd probably just be more t-shirts. I do like the idea of doing trading cards because if we can get a signing, then that would be something that we could, you know, again, be unique to that event.
Yeah.
And have them, you know, hand them out at those events. And so not that everybody's ever going to have a full set, but it would be something unique that you could take away from it.
Yeah.
That showed that you were there.
And I guess if we're lucky, it could eventually be like PAX pins for Penny Arcade, where they're basically like gold.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
One thing I've often thought about when we started doing this was that maybe we could do a calendar someday. It would be so popular if people would want a calendar. But we have enough characters. You could have one for every day, every year, month of the year.
Yeah.
Right. One for every day. We have 365 characters. No, but one a month.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it'd be kind of, in my head, that'd be like, oh, you know, kind of everybody needs a calendar, right? You don't necessarily need a pen or a sticker, but you need a calendar. So it was just a thought in my head that someday we could get to that point.
I guess if we really wanted to, we could do a plush of Elvis the Howler.
Yeah, that would be another thing you could do.
Yeah, and I guess the Eric Lair is also like action figures of the characters, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that is a Kickstarter to get that done, because that's
in the future.
Yeah, but you just want to kind of think of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so that sort of wraps it up. If you have an idea for a some sort of merchandise you'd like to see for Power Squared, there might be somebody out there that has an idea, please write to us at info@powersquaredcomicbook.com. So until next week, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.